Bonus episode 17, Hope Dressed in White.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day! Are you excited, ladies? Oh, I'm so glad you're here. We need to get started. I am absolutely thrilled. You're probably like, what is this bonus episode all about? Hope dressed in white? Well, you're going to hear all about it. And I'm just truly talking from the heart here. So I hope you've come with just an open mind today, because I know for me personally, it has kind of made me dig a little bit deeper. So before we jump into that, though, I want to say welcome to all of you who are recently new to this wonderful community here, our family at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. I'm excited that you're here, and you are my pulse here, and you thrill me every single day, and I enjoy taking the time to just chat with you, to come together with you every single day. And some of you are like, oh gosh, that's got to be crazy. It's crazy awesome is what it is. And I love that I have this opportunity that I can share my life and you can share your life with me with everybody around the world. How cool is that? And if you're wondering how you can share even more, come on over to createyournow.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. You can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/createyournowpodcast. And we've got some cool, exciting things I've been working on specifically this week, trying to finish up. We are on the brink of releasing the new website, and I think you will really like it. I'm liking it. It's very simplistic. I hope it'll just bring you, well, some hope. So with that, let's jump in. It's coffee time, chat time. I have been amazed this week. We have had the privilege here in the United States to have Pope Francis visit for the very first time. And you may be saying, oh, turning this off, please. I ask you not to turn this off. I ask that you listen to this, because I have been chewing on this for a long time, and I really believe that this is something that needs to be shared. Pope Francis is someone, yes, I'm a Christian. I will tell you, though, I am not Catholic. And so Pope Francis, to me, is a man. He's a man I respect. But he's a man that leads a lot of people, obviously, within the Catholic Church. And what amazes me, though, on his visits here within the U.S., he's been spending 6 days here with us. And the coverage now with technology today, it's really awesome, because we get to actually see kind of like we get to be there, even though we can't physically be there. And it is so amazing. It is indescribable. Some of the scenes I've seen or been able to watch. That's weird. That's kind of a double word. Sorry. And one of them, you know, was when he went and was just kind of amongst the people and walking. And people would greet him, and they just want to hug him. They just want to touch him. He would walk down the aisle for Mass and at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And all they would, I mean, they were just like thrilled. It was this, if you looked at their face, they had this glow of joy about them that you don't see people have anymore. Hope dressed in white. You see, I really believe that Pope Francis has brought that. He's not your typical pope. If you follow him, if you know anything about him, and since this is heard around the world, he is a fascinating man. He's never visited here in the United States, which that's okay. I think it's great that he's coming here. He's 78 years old, going to be 79, I believe, in December. Now, don't exactly quote me on that. That's me pulling from my old memory bank. But the man's not young by any means. Yet he's very touchable. There's something about him that people just are drawn to. Reminds me of Lot, going back to the Bible and reading it in the biblical times, Jesus. There was something about him, something to draw us in. In life, I really believe that there are three major things in life: hope, faith, and love. And the greatest of those three is love. However, if you don't have hope, usually love is not there. When you've lost hope, there is no love. And usually then that means there's no faith either. This visit, as I watch the, I call them congregation, the audience, the onlookers, just the people who are wanting to see, to get an actual real glimpse of Pope Francis. They are so delighted. I mean, they have this abundance of joy within them, this energy of like, oh my gosh. And when you hear their cries of joy, of gratitude, it's like bells going off at church. They ring so clear. Now, maybe you think this is something that, oh, Christine, you're throwing this all out of proportion. How can hope be dressed in white? Because that's what Pope Francis is bringing. Interesting, a book was written about him recently, actually this year, and it's titled The Tweetable Pope, A Spiritual Revolution in 140 Characters. It's written by Michael O'Loughlin, and he is a Boston Globe journalist and a Catholic commentator. I'll have this all in the show notes, by the way, if you're like, oh, I want to check that out. Anyway, A Tweetable Pope. Did you know that this man has over 7.3 million followers? Just imagine if you had that many. Just imagine the audience that he commands, so to speak. What does he have that's different? Yeah, well, he kind of is the head of the Roman Catholic Church, isn't he? Yeah, that's kind of a big thing. Yes, it is. However, guess what? He is absolutely no different than you or me. God has just commissioned him to do work here on earth a little bit differently. Just as God has commissioned you to do what he created you to do. Pope Francis is hope dressed in white. But you know, I 100% believe that you can be that hope dressed in white or pink or purple or blue or whatever color you want to wear. But for some reason, we let life get in the way. We let excuses come. We let this whole thing of, gosh, I just don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable. I feel challenged. I don't have the education or the degree to help these people. I don't even know what to say. So we sit in our little box. We sit in our little comfy home. And we're fine. We go about our life. Yet there are people out there, including you, that have this desire of needing hope and faith and love. Having a dose of hope every single day, being inspired to live out your life that God has commissioned you to do, that's like, I mean, there's not even a word to describe it. I sit here and I get chills thinking that if all of us were to do what we were created to be and we actually went out and did that, how awesome this world would be. Seriously. But no, instead, we have become kind of selfish beings. And we live within our own lives. We walk around with blinders on. So we don't have to worry about those either less fortunate or maybe even those that are more fortunate than us. Or maybe the neighbor that just lives right next door that you've never even taken time to say hello to. It's real easy to get caught in your everyday traps of just responsibilities and to-do lists, et cetera, et cetera. I know there are times that I go and I'm on my errand missions and I'm like, I do not like going grocery shopping always. I mean, if I'm going kind of like specifically for fun and it's good, you know, fresh food and all that, okay, that's a blast. But if I have to go shopping for the box stuff, yeah, I do not like that. I'm like, I just want to get in and get out. I'm not there to peruse or anything. And I can remember times, multiple times, not just once, but multiple times, where I literally have my list in front of me and I've got the store memorized and I can be in and out so long as there's not a line within like 15, no more than 18 minutes. And that's walking the entire store because, you know, these box stores like Walmart, Target, all these different places, wherever you shop, Hy-Vee, you know, Kroger's, all these things, wherever you do your shopping, unless if it's a local mom and pop store, which I love those, by the way, just here in the U.S., they've kind of gone out of style, unfortunately. But I have to go from one side of the store to the other side of the store. So I literally walk the whole thing. Yet I can get in and out and do a full list of about 25, 30 items and be in and out of there in 15 to 18 minutes. But what do I miss? I miss seeing the people who are walking around. I miss like saying thank you to the person who just cleaned the bathroom that I may just have visited. I miss saying hello to the person who's standing in line. This week I went shopping. I made a point to be alert. I actually talked to a couple people. I was checking out for my groceries and a gentleman saw something on my shirt and he was like, "Hey, are you the cook for that house?" And I said, "Oh no, I'm not." And then we continued to have a conversation. I found out he was the cook at another house, another sorority house. And it was just interesting. I mean, reaching out, people want to talk. People want hope. Hope dressed in white. Pope Francis is that man. He's bringing it here around the world. If you follow him on Twitter, which I would encourage you to do because he actually is very fascinating. I follow him on Twitter. And I believe it's just at Pope Francis, okay? And it's his official Twitter page. It'll say official Twitter page. And I'm telling you this, okay? Like I said, I have no connections here. This is just me. And me telling you my heart and where I think we kind of need to be waking up a little bit. So he tweeted, "God loves the lowly. When we live humbly, he takes our small efforts and creates great things." That's from Pope Francis. If we would just allow ourselves to live humbly, God would take our small efforts and create great things. Sometimes our excuses are because, oh, I'm not really going to make a difference. How can my little one gesture make a difference in the world? I want to tell you a story. I love stories. Don't you love stories? Okay. So I'm from Hawaii. You all know that. And graduated from there. I was born in Hawaii and graduated from high school there. So that's my home. Okay. I moved around a lot in between, but that is where I call home. And I went away to school. I came back to the mainland here in the United States and went to school to a private Baptist college and was there. My parents were nowhere near me. I had an aunt and uncle who lived about 40 minutes away from the school, and that was my closest family. So basically, I was really on my own. And it was kind of scary. Now, I'm a first child, so I'm very independent. And love it. And I love meeting people. I've moved my entire life. So I love chatting with people. I love to get to know them. One day, I'm in my dorm and mail comes. Now, I talk to my parents all the time. So I knew it wouldn't be from them. I didn't get the care packages in the mail. Why? Well, because they were busy working and we would save the money. Number one, we were paying for my school. And then we would have communications to pay for the phone bill so I could actually talk to them. That's what meant something to me. And so I get this letter and I thought, well, this is interesting. And I looked at it, wasn't sure. And it said Hawaii. And I was like, oh, well, one of my friends is writing. So I open up the letter. Now, mind you, I just graduated, so I'm a freshman. And I get this letter from a girl who is basically, I mean, she was a freshman when I was a senior. So now she's a sophomore. Okay. And she sits there and writes this letter saying, "Oh, hi, I miss you, and thank you so much for everything." She continued on, and she said, "I just want you to know, Christiane, how you touched my life, how you brought such joy when all I saw was sorrow. You always brightened my day. You always had a hug to give. You truly were a joy. You showed me that Jesus Christ is worth having in my life. And I just want you to know that I thank you for that. If it wasn't for you, I don't know where I'd be. I tell you that story because I had no idea that I touched this young girl's life like that. I was being me. I was being a woman who just, and to me it was a girl, but I guess I was of that age. So I was just being a girl, just being sweet and loving on people and letting them know how much I thought that, you know, if they had a cute outfit, I'd tell them they were adorable. I'd tell them to have a blessed day. I'd give them a hug. You know, I would ask them about a test, or if I knew something bad was going on, I would follow up with it. There's just something about it. For this letter to come to me, I had no idea, no clue that I was impacting this woman, this young girl, the way I was. I considered her like, well, she's just one of me, you know? It wasn't a big deal. Pope Francis, hope dressed in white, he's bringing that alive. He knows that this world is dying for, is crying out for hope, is crying out for then love. And he wants to show it through faith. I really want to encourage you in all of this craziness in your life. I know it's busy. I know you have so much to do. But I really want you to take some time and think about how can you serve? How can you be hope dressed in white or whatever color you want? If you like hot pink, go hot pink. If you like purple, go purple. Whatever color you want. If you want to go black, go black. It's great. Hope can be in black too. But it's time. It's time that we wake up and we begin to start serving one another. Here at Create Your Now, it is about creating our now. We don't wait for something to happen. It is to be in the moment. So I'm pleading with you to create your now. It's time to step up the hope so people feel loved. Because when there's hope, there is love. And you can do this. You can. And you can do it very, very simply. Here is the kiss. Make yourself accessible. Yep. That means when you're running to the grocery store, don't stare at your list so much. Don't have my podcast in your ear where you're distracted from it and you're trying to multitask. Be aware of who's around you. Look at somebody in their eyes. Make eye-to-eye contact. Crazy, I know. But it's amazing when you do that. People are like, oh my gosh. A simple hi, how you doing today? Or a compliment. Get out of your own box. Become and make yourself accessible. Be present. Be aware. Be attentive to the world around you. It is time that we learn to serve others. Now, yes, that means, guess what? You still have to take care of yourself. You still have to be your best selfie. That doesn't mean you get out of exercising and eating the right foods and taking care of your mind and doing your prayer and meditation, et cetera, et cetera. Because if you're not your best selfie, you cannot serve others. But it is time that we began to spread hope dressed in white, just like Pope Francis is doing here in the U.S. on his visit. For 6 days. Why does something have to be just like we have to have this kind of pomp and circumstance type thing? Why can't it not be just an everyday event? You giving people hope, which then in turn they feel love, which gives them faith. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Do you have that time just to give a little bit, to share a little bit of your heart, to share a smile? It's amazing how you will be blessed beyond measures Remember, Pope Francis said it himself, God loves the lowly. When we live humbly, he takes our small efforts and creates great things. That smile can be platinum to the person in the grocery line. You have no idea the shoes that he or she is walking in. You don't know the struggles that they're facing, the challenges. What about your next door neighbor? What about your own family? What about your husband, your wife, your children? We got to break away out of being consumed with just what we need to do, our to-do list. And not that that's not important, because it is, but we got to find harmony in it, because it's time that we begin to dress hope in white. It's time that we take that and say, you know what, Pope Francis, regardless of my religious beliefs, my denomination, I believe in hope. Are you willing to take that challenge? Are you willing to say, gosh, yeah, maybe I haven't been spreading hope. Maybe I haven't been spreading love. You know, we don't have to like everyone in this world, because frankly, yeah, there's some yucky people out there, right? There are. There may be some dirty people out there, right? Yeah. Maybe some smelly people, maybe some, oh, too nice, pretty, you know, flowery smelly people too, where they, you know, woo, you're like, huh, hello. Or why do we smell that way? The thing is, though, you have to love people where they're at. You don't have to like them, but you have to show love. And that love is by a simple smile, a hello, a compliment, a thank you. It goes so far. Our small efforts creates great things by God. Give hope by listening. Sometimes you ask a question, how are you? And all of a sudden they start talking. Isn't 10 minutes of your time worth something if that's going to give that person hope or love? By attentively listening to them? Have you attentively listened to your husband? Have you attentively listened to your children? Not only do we need to be looking at it in our world, and meaning our world as in who we come in contact with. This world is huge. There's no way we can reach the billions all across the world. But if each of us touch and reach out to those that are in our immediate world, oh my gosh, talk about a great hope movement. Let's bring it on, baby. Let's bring it on. Hope dressed in white. Let's do it. Let's share that hope to say, you know what? Maybe there are tough times, but there's still hope. Things can get better. They did an interview that I just caught briefly of this little girl. And they asked her a simple question. Why are you here wanting to see Pope Francis? And she said, I just love him. I want to be healed. She had a disease. They didn't have the camera far enough away for me to know. She appeared to have some form of disability by the way she was moving her arms and how she was somewhat standing or maybe kind of sitting. I could not tell. This little girl could not have been older than 10, maybe 11. Oh my gosh, just precious. She wanted hope. Hope dressed in white. Let's make hope in all colors. Whatever your favorite color is, make hope that color. Go out and spread hope. Spread the love so that people can begin to really live their lives. There are so many people hurting in today, and you can make that difference. Make yourself accessible today. Because wouldn't it be awesome to think that, man, it's not just about the Pope. It's about spreading hope. And you can do just that Go out and be Hope dressed in your favorite color. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings of love, hope, faith, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.